We're going to look now at the two readings that are given to us as alternates. If rather than the two that we've just looked at, Revelation 21 and John 15, we could take the readings from the seventh Sunday, because they'll be replaced by the Feast of the Ascension for those who are following that schedule. So I'm just giving them now here so that you have your choice when you come to that Sunday. I think that's clear, right? I mean, the Sunday we're talking about now is I'm putting them here, the sixth Sunday, because the seventh Sunday, in many places, will be the Ascension of the Lord. So if you want these two readings, rather than the two that are given for the sixth Sunday of Easter, you can take them. And that's the reason why they're given to us, and why we're going to comment on them. So now, the second reading on the Gospel. The second reading is the book of Revelation, chapter 22, which is the end of the whole Bible. I think I've told you this before, but it's a magnificent moment. Bob Mumford, a very great Pentecostal preacher, was preaching back in 1977 at a great big ecumenical charismatic congress in the Kansas City, in the Kansas City Chiefs football stadium, actually. And he said there, I think I've told you this before, "I don't know, of course, if you're a Pentecostal, you got to preach with a southern accent. I don't know why we Christians were so sad all the time. We keep looking at all the dark side of everything. I tell you what, you pick up your Bible and you look at the last page, Jesus wins." And the whole place started to just crack up, clap and sing. And it was quite, and when that was over, he said, "Well, now we just had a Holy Ghost breakdown." So every time I see this last chapter, I think of that moment back in 1977. And so that's what we're going to be looking at now. This alternate reading, if you wish it. Revelation 22, 12 to 20, skipping some verses. Skip verse 15. And skip verses 18 and 19. But you won't notice that, nor will your people, when you're getting ready, if you take these readings. Okay. So, this second reading from the book of Revelation. "Behold, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me to pay each one according to what he has done." That's very sobering. You know, we're not going to bring a lawyer with us to explain us, you know, get us out of trouble. We have to explain ourselves to the Lord. Why did you never get reconciled with so-and-so in your whole life? Why did you leave your wife? Why did you live a life when there was, you know, infidelity to your spouse, or too much alcohol, or too much money? Or just so preoccupied with the superficial things of life, you never prayed. You never taught your children to pray. Now, you want to come in. Well, let's hear what I got to say. "I'm coming soon, and my reward is with me to pay each one according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so they can have access to the tree of life and enter into the city by the gates." Your robe is yourself. And to wash yourself, you see, so that you can enter into the tree of life and live forever. You see? And enter the city. Come into the city. Don't have to stay outside. Come in where everybody else is, who is loving God and caring and loving each other and praising him. knowing that this bliss never ends. Never ends. That's God's plan. I want to bring you to an eternal happiness that you never get tired, you never get bored, you never get anything but delighted to be with me, to love me, to see more deeply who I am, and to be with all these other millions who do the same. That's what you're called to. And that's why it says, look, I'm coming soon, and my reward is with me to pay each one according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Now, and all these are symbols, blessed are those who wash their robes so they can have access to the tree of life and enter the city by the gate. Now, how do you wash your robe? Well, you get baptized. But after that, how do you wash your robe? You confess your sins. You receive the Lord's absolution. Every night, you examine your conscience and ask the Lord pardon for the sins you see. And you do it, it's a very beautiful practice, you see, to repent for your sins and to get in the habit of knowing the forgiveness that comes with the confession. So you think back over the day and you say, yeah, I did this, I did that, you know, I'm a jerk. And I repent, Lord, I'm sorry. I ask you to forgive me and help me. See? So they can have access to the tree of life and into the city by the gate. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the sexually immoral and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. Whoa! That's a lot of people. As the civilization just crumbles and kids are taught, you know, to commit crime, to steal, to have sex, they're encouraged. You know, that nasty old Christian church is to just be free of it and make your way to darkness. In this life and in the next. Now, so many people don't even know what they're doing. They're in darkness and they're frightened. I meet them on the plane all the time. But how bad is it? How, whoever helped them ever catch a vision, a glimpse of the face of the Lord Christ? See his love, his joy, his love for you, so that you know what it is not to sin. Okay. So the dogs and the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood, the whole advertising industry. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David. That's the, remember the stump in the back in Isaiah of David? I'm the bright morning star. I'm your joy. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. That's the Spirit praying in the church, in this world and in the next. Oh, Lord, come. Come and set us right. Come and purify us. Come and give us the way that we could live with each other and love each other and help one another, obey you and rejoice in you and be with you forever. And let the one who hears the Spirit saying this say, come. Yes, Lord, come. Come in my life. Come in my family's life. Come. Open the door and come, Lord. Even if we're too dumb to know how to do that, come anyway. Have mercy on us. Let the one who wants it take the water of life free of charge. I paid it with my blood. So it's free to you, the access to the tree of life, the water of life. I testify to the one who hears the words of the prophecy contained in this book. Remember, we're at the last chapter of the book of Revelation. You see, I tell you first, if anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. Don't you touch this book. Don't you fiddle around with the words of this book. And don't you misinterpret it and send people off into error, because you'll hear from me if you do. God will take his share in the tree of life, take it away, and in the holy city that are described in this book. The one who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Arise, come, Lord Jesus. And then the last word of the book of Apocalypse, grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all. Come, Lord. Oh, we are in such a mess. Look, oh, just turn on the news. Just walk down a city street. See the loneliness. See the anger. See the lack of knowing where to go. See all this and realize, you see, that this can all be changed, even in this life. You see? So the one who testifies to these things, that Jesus, says, yes, I'm coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Please straighten us out. If you're not going to end the world, Lord, please come and show us your face, change our hearts, so we get rid of our hatred, our self-centeredness, our fear, our greediness, our sensuality, and we live like human beings, loving you and loving each other. And that's, you see, come and do these things. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all. And that's the last word. The charis, the grace, the love, the power to live like Jesus is given to us so that we look forward to his coming. We're not afraid. We're looking forward. I want so much to see you, Jesus. And I look forward to when you look at me with love, forgive my sins, and take me to yourself. That's what I'm waiting for. Now, I may have to go pass some time in purgatory to get ready, but, you know, I know, even if I'm in discomfort and pain in purgatory, I know I'm going to be with you forever. I know that. And so, you see, he's saying, I'm coming soon, and you're saying, oh, yes, come. Come and straighten out my life. Come and straighten out this country. Come and lift from it the weight of anger, hatred, sensuality, greed, where we are making life a living hell for each other. Come and save us from this, Jesus. Give us your blessed Holy Spirit, and so that we are ready to practice in this life what you're calling us to for eternity. Amen.